we will be discussing is Rennie versus Klein, which was decided in the U.S. Court of Appeals Third Circuit in 1983. The question before the court was whether a court order was required for the non-emergency administration of antipsychotic medication for individuals civilly committed for psychiatric treatment. In this case, Mr. John Rennie was a patient at the Encore State Psychiatric Hospital in New Jersey on numerous occasions between the years of 1973 and 1979. During his 12th hospitalization, Mr. Rennie initiated a suit claiming that there was a constitutional right for involuntarily hospitalized mentally ill patients to refuse antipsychotic medications. In 1979, the Federal District Court recognized that there was a right to refuse treatment based on the constitutional right to privacy. It also determined that such patients were entitled to due process, consisting of hearings to determine the patient's dangerousness, competency, and whether any less restrictive treatments existed. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals reviewed the case in 1981 and agreed that a constitutional right to refuse treatment existed. The court concluded medications could be forced in non-emergency situations on patients who had never been found incompetent, only if such treatment presented the least restrictive treatment available. The decision was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, who did not provide an opinion, but rather instructed the Third Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider the case in view of their finding in Youngberg versus Romeo. Youngberg versus Romeo was a case that was decided in 1982. The Youngberg decision established the standard of professional judgment rather than the least intrusive means standard. Professional judgment means that decisions are made based on clinical judgment from professionals in the field, such as psychiatrists. The Supreme Court instructed the Third Circuit Court of Appeals to re-review the case with this new standard established by Youngberg. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals held in their second opinion of this case that antipsychotic medications may be administered to an involuntarily committed, mentally ill patient when in the exercise of professional judgment, administration of involuntary medication is deemed necessary to prevent the patient from endangering themselves or others. The major difference between this decision and the earlier one by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals was the omission of the least intrusive means test in the adoption of the professional judgment standard. The court affirmed its earlier decision that the New Jersey procedures provided in their administrative bulletin did satisfy due process requirements. In their reasoning, the court noted in dicta that one of the factors that should be considered in the exercise of professional judgment is to consider side effects of medications and what harm may come to the patient from side effects.